FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The health products regulator is recalling a batch of Yas Plus contraceptives. SAHPRA says the batch was distributed in November last year, with some packets containing incorrectly arranged tablets. It's meant to contain 24 pink film-coated hormone tablets and 4 light orange hormone-free tablets. Spokesperson Madimeja Mashishi says the efficacy of the batch has been affected.
The batch number affected is WEW96J, which was distributed on the 9th and the 24th of November 2023. SAHPRA urges members of the public who are in possession of Yas Plus to discontinue use and to return the packaging to their pharmacists for a replacement with a pack from an unaffected batch or a refund.
KZN Social Development has revealed that children start abusing substances from as early as 6 years old. The department was summoned by the Commission for Gender Equality for investigative hearings in Durban relating to their handling of gender-based violence cases. Yesterday, DSD head Nelisiwe Vilagazi told the Commission they've had to reduce the admission age, which was previously 13, at child rehab centres.
One day when we're engaging with the children, we let them, the children, they start to use substances at the age of 6, at the age of 7, in such a way that we have then changed now the criteria for admission in a children's treatment center, that if you're a child, you are admitted if you have this challenge of substance abuse.
The Commission's Nomthandazo Sithole says the department has a number of gaps it needs to address,
such as the practical impact of its strategies and projects, transparency in reporting, the lack of male accommodating shelters in the province, the lack of information on LGBTQIA+ accommodating shelters in the province. It is important for DSD to practically demonstrate that it understands its obligation.
And 43 people have been killed in 2 attacks in northwest Pakistan. The victims include 7 women and 3 children. Yesterday, gunmen opened fire on 2 separate convoys of Shia Muslims travelling with police escorts in Kurram. Authorities have since imposed a curfew and suspended mobile service in the remote mountainous area. The top story, the health products regulator is recalling a batch of Yas Plus contraceptives. SAHPRA says the batch was distributed in November last year, with some packets containing incorrectly arranged tablets. You can find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch and Info Natarna Desan, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.